Good morning, everyone. It's Election Day in Georgia. If you thought the election was long over, you haven't been to Georgia. The Senate race there is still up for grabs. On Election Day, nothing was resolved, and so a runoff election is actually going on between the two top vote-getters, Jim Martin and Saxby Chambliss. Jim Martin is the Democratic challenger. Saxby Chambliss is the Republican incumbent. And yesterday, Sarah Palin was down in Georgia campaigning.
And the eyes of the nation are on what happens here tomorrow. What direction our country will go much depends on the vote that is taken here in Georgia.
Two things will be decided in Georgia. Number one, whether another Democrat will be added to the roster in the Democratic majority in the Senate or not. And also whether Sarah Palin is capable, as a Republican former vice presidential nominee, of moving the needle in election contests far from Alaska. Joining us here to discuss all of that is Susanna Capilouto, news director of Georgia Public Broadcasting. Susanna, thanks for joining us.
Hey, John.
So people go to the polls today. Sarah Palin was there yesterday. Bill Clinton has been around in Georgia. This seems to be a pretty hotly contested Senate race. What are the polls saying at this point?
Well, the polls are basically giving Saxby Chambliss a slight advantage by about 4 percentage points. That is, of course, within the margin of error, so it could be potentially a tight race. It really depends on who will come out to vote today. And we don't know that. No one is making prognosis as to what voter turnout might be today. So it really, really would be an interesting day today.
What's the precedent for fall off? I mean, and of course, there's not a lot of precedents because this year is so unusual for a whole variety of reasons. But in general, when there have been runoff elections in the past statewide in Georgia, what is the fall off from Election Day to the runoff, if there's any statistics on that?
It really depends sort of on the race, how big the race is. And, I mean, it goes down to maybe a quarter of the people return to the polls. It's really the base, the people who really truly care. The candidate who wins is usually the one who's done the best job at getting their base back to the poll. People here are tired of this election season. This is a great day for Georgia because it's finally over. Right. I know Femi called it an after-dinner mint. I mean, if it was that sweet and nice, it would be wonderful, but it's more like a sour soup. I mean, we've
it's more like your cold dinner.
Nasty.
You're still eating
Just imagine the last 4 weeks, there was millions of dollars pumped into local television ads from outside groups, and it was just nasty. The ads were just all over the place. One was worse than the other. They accused each other of everything from child prostitution to all kinds of strange things that, you know, were stretched where they stretched the truth. And it was the narrative really became, like Sarah Palin was saying, is sort of like the future of this country is now on the shoulder of Georgians. You are the ones who are going to decide the fate of the Republican Party. It's no longer about Saxby Chambliss or Jim Martin. It is really about the Republican Party and will we keep Barack Obama and his liberal government in check, or will we give him everything?
Well, let's talk about that for a moment. I mean, first of all, the question is, does Sarah Palin still have the star power to push the Republican base to the polls? I mean, it certainly didn't work for John McCain, but could it work here?
It could work here, especially in rural areas. She was a real star. She was in Augusta yesterday. She was in Perry, Georgia yesterday. In Atlanta, the crowd, they were expecting more people. I mean, they were ready for more people, but she came right at rush hour, which is a tough time. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't quite as many people in suburban Atlanta than that came out in Augusta. But she does have that star power. She draws people. I mean, but most of the people who came already that was the base. They already voted or decided to vote anyway. Whether or not she swayed more people to go out today, that really remains to be seen. But she was definitely a star here.
Did Bill Clinton have an impact? And, of course, you and Adora were talking right after the election about the possibility that Barack Obama might come down there and campaign.
Exactly.
And, of course, that didn't happen.
No, we had all hoped that, you know, a lot of people said, oh, maybe now Barack Obama will come. But I think if he had come, and giving the polls and Georgia as a whole, He could have made a bad mistake that Bill Clinton made when he got elected, because he came for a Democratic candidate in the same situation, and then that candidate lost. And say, you know, he were to put some political capital out here in Georgia and campaign for Jim Martin loses, it's a blemish on his record.
And the Senate, I just think he was... The Senate majority isn't at stake, really. I mean, and it's not even the 60th vote at this point. It's an important vote to get another Democrat, but it's probably not worth Barack Obama, you know, betting his entire political capital on at this point. Well, when do the polls close, Susanna, and when can we expect the result?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock?
7 o'clock, and it's going to be tight, so we are going to be here till late tonight. That's
all right.
What we're planning on.
Well, good luck to you. Susanna Capiluto, News
Thanks.
Director of Georgia Public Broadcasting, covering the Senate race runoff. The polls are open today. Saxby Chambliss and Democratic challenger Jim Martin in a tight runoff there in Georgia, which could change once more, add a Democrat to the Senate majority from the 2008 election.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.